Time for Check of Sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. In baseball last night, North Iowa gets by Lake Mills 3-2. And in softball, Lake Mills had the bats going. They beat North Iowa 12-1 that game in five innings. Well, the Chicago White Sox, they went deep six times last night. They beat the Minnesota Twins 13-3. The two teams will wrap up their three-game series in Chicago. Twins trying to avoid the sweep. Pre-game at 12:30. We'll have your first pitch today at 1:10 right here on Kate. Kayla McBride scored a season-high 26 points. The Minnesota Lynx got a win last night. They beat Phoenix 82-76. Speaking of Phoenix, the Suns, they're headed to the NBA Finals for the first time in 28 years. They defeat the Los Angeles Clippers 130-103 to close out the Western Conference Finals in six games. Now, Chris Paul tied his career playoff high with 41 points. Devin Booker at 22 points to send the Suns to their third finals appearance in franchise history. They'll get the winner, of course, of the Bucks and Hawks Eastern Conference Finals. That series is tied at two games apiece. Now, speaking of that final, Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is doubtful for Game 5 coming up tonight after undergoing an MRI on his injured left knee in the third quarter of a 110-88 Game 4 loss to the Atlanta Hawks on Tuesday. Now, Hawks center Clint Capella is listed as questionable for Game 5 with eye inflammation. The Hawks also expect Trae Young to be a game-time decision as he tries to recover from a bone bruise in his right ankle. He did miss game number 4. Again, game 5 in Milwaukee tonight. The Tampa Bay Lightning, they lead the Stanley Cup final 2-0. They beat Montreal last night 3-1. Now, Montreal outshot Tampa Bay 43-23, and Montreal was a better team for much of the night, but the Lightning were able to beat Carey Price three times. Game 3, Friday night in Montreal. Again, the defending Stanley Cup champions, Tampa Bay, they're up 2-0. Will Bednar and Landon Sims combined in a one-hitter. Mississippi State scored early and built on its lead, and the Bulldogs won their first national championship, a 9-0 victory over Vanderbilt in the deciding third game of the College World Series Finals. That pitching staff, pretty good for Mississippi State. Now, Bednar was working on 3 days rest and walked three of the first five batters he faced before retiring 15 in a row. Now, he turned the game over to the Bulldog star closer to start the seventh. It's Mississippi State's first national title in a team sport. The NCAA has cleared the way for athletes to profit off their fame and celebrity. Now, the move comes just as legislation is set to become law in a dozen states that would allow for that kind of compensation. The NCAA wants to have federal laws or its own rules regarding the issue known as NIL, but was forced to seek a temporary solution. The decision applies to more than 450,000 athletes across all three divisions of the NCAA. Some baseball notes from last night. Austin Hayes homered. Ryan Mountcastle drove in two runs as Baltimore, they wrapped up a three-game sweep of the slumping Houston Astros. O's win 5-2. Ozzie Albies drove in seven runs with five hits. He had two home runs. Atlanta hammers the New York Mets 20-2. Dylan Moore hit a three-run homer in the 10th inning. Seattle held on after blowing two early leads. They beat Toronto 9-7. Trent Grisham hit a grand slam and a solo shot. San Diego rallied to beat the Cincinnati Reds in a rain-shortened game 7-5. Padres are playing well. They have won 11 of their last 12 games. They have beaten the Reds six straight times in the past 2 weeks. Trey Turner completed his record-tying third career cycle by hitting a six-inning triple for the Washington Nationals. He accomplished the feat on his 28th birthday. The Nationals beat the Rays 15-6. John Gray tossed six strong innings and another solid outing for Colorado starters as the Rockies beat Pittsburgh by the score of 6-2. Highly touted Milwaukee prospect Aaron Ashby got roughed up for seven runs in the first inning of his big league debut, but Luis Urias homered twice. The Brewers rally to rout the Chicago Cubs 15-7 for their eighth straight win. The Brewers swept the three-game series. They are now leading the Cubs in the NL Central by six games. Novak Djokovic, he slid, he slipped, he skidded, and stumbled into the third round on Wimbledon slick grass yesterday by beating Kevin Anderson in straight sets. Now, footing continued to be an issue on the third day of the tournament, and Djokovic went sprawling several times, as did players in other matches, in at least one ball kid. Now, seven-time champion Serena Williams retired Tuesday with a leg injury after she slipped. Roger Federer's opponent had to call it quits after he fell and twisted his knee. Another note from yesterday, Venus Williams, she got eliminated in the second round. She got beat 7-5, 6-0. And two men who ran into the field during the final quarter of the Super Bowl in February have pleaded no contest to trespassing and agreed to a year of probation. The two reached a deal Tuesday during a virtual hearing in Tampa, Florida. Under the terms of their probation, the men must perform 100 hours of community service, pay a $500 fine, and write letters of apology to the National Football League. One man scampered onto the field wearing shorts and a pink leotard or swimsuit. The other ran into the field first, distracting security officers. Again, the Twins trying to avoid a sweep today. The White Sox, game three of their series, 12:30 your pregame first pitch at 1:10. That's Jack of Sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box. For Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.